This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I just can't. And Morgan's been having this story about pizza slice license plates, you know, and how proud we should be as Connecticutians with pizza slices on our license plates. You know, I appreciate the pizza's good, right? I think I've been lucky enough to live in a state that's got great pizza.
Yep.
But we are not the pizza slice state. We are the military industrial complex state. Would you rather have a Black Hawk on your license plate or an F-35 or a nuclear submarine on your license plate? But no, Connecticut, let's market that we do pizza good. You know, come on, guys. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
We do good pizza. Yes, yeah, we do. I agree. But if I'm driving through Nebraska, I'd rather them know that we make Blackhawks for crying out loud and not, or, you know, it's just crazy to me. I just don't get it. What we're
jet
doing here
engines
in Connecticut.
And all that.
Yeah. I mean,
we're the pizza state.
I mean, Constitution State seems kind of boring. But yeah, I don't know. Just me. What do I know? I'm not doing the marketing for Connecticut. But let's get to your calls. I'm not busting on you, Morgan, for your story. It's a fine story, sir. Let's go to Rich in Glastonbury. What's going on, Rich?
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm okay. Good.
So how about a Black Hawk helicopter delivering pizzas?
There you go.
That would be politically correct anyway.
It would be. But then again, they're going to tax you 28 cents a delivery.
What? Yeah, and a slice too, probably.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of questions, which I know you've answered in the past. I'm just trying to check in as I'm pulling the trigger. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm a visual field boy.
Yes, I can tell your voice. I remember you.
Well, that's sad, really.
No, it's a radio thing. Sorry. That's what we do.
Yeah. All right. So anyhow, Proton, still your recommended email, and do you go with the free or you do go with the pay, and which one do you go with? Is it just a regular guy?
As a regular guy, I highly recommend Proton email, and I would still recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with the pay,
mm-hmm.
And I would recommend you get your own domain name.
That was question number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you get your own domain name?
Very easy.
You have to buy it from a registrar. The biggest one that we know of is GoDaddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are other registrars, including the original one, which is Network Solutions.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you go there, you buy the domain that you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'll tell
rich
you.
Rich at, whatever your at's going to be.
Whatever the at is.
Right. Right.
Once you've bought the domain, then you go to Proton and you sign up for the level of service that allows you to have your own domain.
Right.
And they will go through a kind of a wizard that very carefully leads you through everything you need to change on your domain to make the email work
securely.
Okay.
And it's all very secure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. And, sounds great.
And it, as far as, I mean, I've done this for myself.
Yeah, me too.
And there is no continuing connection between the two. I bought my domain at GoDaddy, and then I have Proton. Yeah. And there's no ongoing connection. You just follow the directions, put everything into GoDaddy the way they say, and then you, away you go.
Yeah, and register your domain for at least 5 years so you're not worrying about it at the GoDaddy side. But make a note for yourself to remember to renew it.
Right.
And then, of course, with Proton, it's fully encrypted point-to-point communications. And if you have more family members, depending on the account you purchase, you can have additional users of that. So you can have Rich at, you can have Betty at, Bob at, you know, Sally at. And now they've got their own email boxes thanks to you.
That's fantastic. Another dopey question. Do you have a recommendation these days for a good cell phone carrier?
So I've been a Google Fi user for a long time.
Yep.
So Google Fi, so it's basically a SIM. You don't have an actual physical SIM. It's a eSIM. So any phone that's open and not, so technically it's jailbroken. It's an open phone with an eSIM. You can use Google Fi. However, I have been considering cheaper options just because that's who I am. And so, you know, consumer cellular, you get to a certain age. That can work just as well. They have cheaper options. Heck, Mint, what's his name there? Ryan Reynolds there.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I like that guy. I want to buy Mint. I don't know why. He's just funny about it, and it's cheaper. So Google Fi is like $40, I think, for unlimited. And it's never failed me. It's this great service. It's going to leverage, I think it leverages T-Mobile and another big carrier. So I've never had any service issues. So there's lots of alternatives to the big boys.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And one last thing.
Yeah.
I voted for you.
Thanks, Rich. Well,
thank you.
You guys are great. You really are. So.
Well, we appreciate it.
We rely on you out here, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see what happens. It's big radio we're going up against, so we'll see. Big media.
Pretty sure there's going to be a real happy trumpeter if he wins.
So. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will be psyched, but I'm not holding my breath.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you, Rich. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, we'll have, I don't know, is it a piece of paper we get? Like a plastic? No. I'll laminate it if it's paper. my sister-in-law's got a laminator. Let's go to John in the car phone. What's happening, John?
Hi, Eric and Dennis. I've got a real complicated hack scheme out there. I haven't been hacked since 1995 when we first started with the analog system under AOL. I'm 70 years old. I went online because I've been a subscriber to Norton antivirus protection program since 2010.
All right.
And I always know their website. And I was up for payment in March, towards the end of March, and I got this email saying, you know, well, you have to, we've tried to credit your credit card. And I said, oh my God, I forgot to call them off because, you know, how you switch, how you renew your credit card every, like, so many years.
Yeah.
So I got on the phone, called them, and they said, yeah, we tried to get your credit card, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. This is my new credit card. He says, that's not going to be necessary. What we want is you want to deposit the amount that we owe you for payment. You paid too much the last time. And, you know, you don't keep a track of that. You don't keep a track of that. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit of a rush. And then they said to me, we'd like to deposit in your bank account.
Oh,
you don't have to give it. Then I said, you're not getting my bank account. I want to put it on a credit card.
Right.
He says, well, we can't put it on a credit card because they sounded very convincing.
Yeah.
To make this story long, I called Norton up after I said to them, here's the number that I called. And they said, they're scammers. And
right.
That they had 500 calls. They said they're getting very sophisticated at it because most of these companies are in India.
Yeah.
And they asked the right questions and everything. My bank account was hacked, but I had the smarts where I went to the bank and I said, I've been hacked. Now I'm going on the fourth week. Everything's okay. They didn't steal any money from me, but they're getting very good at it. I mean, 1995 to 2025, first time ever hacked. that's pretty damn good, you know.
If you do say so yourself. Yeah. So this is what I keep telling my kids. I keep telling anybody I can tell. Don't connect your bank account to anything, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned.
No. And so, I don't deal with online banking. I do it the good old-fashioned method. Go to the bank, talk to people, deposit, withdraw.
I appreciate that. I've gone beyond that. I actually have no problem with working with my bank account. But I try to avoid, heck, even the feds. I don't want my refund coming in my bank account. You can call me crazy, but I don't think they need to know that number, although they probably already do. But don't connect anything to your bank account. Nobody's ever going to do you a favor or refund you something. These folks are just evil. It's a good thing you brought it up. If people are listening, nobody's going to purposely put money back in your bank account. Take a check, right? If you're really going to do that, tell them to give me a check then. Send it in the mail.
But checks are going to be obsolete in a few years. Like, for example, I bank at Webster Bank.
Yeah.
I said to them, I ordered checks, but I didn't get the little blue carry case. Well, they said they don't make them anymore. They're on their way out. But, you know, I don't agree with Venmo and all those things that you guys are high tech. Why does this generation believe that they're immune from hacking? Venmo's been, they've been hacked thousands of times, but they continue to use it. It's the most absurd thing in the world. Go to the bank, talk to people, stand in line, be patient.
Stand in line.
what's your rush? What's the big rush? You got to get somewhere? You only have 10 years to live or something like that?
I hear you. Technology is a good thing. It saves you time from doing things. Like, it was funny. My son and his future wife were sitting in our home just last weekend. And they're ready to head home, and they're two hours away in Massachusetts. And my son was on his phone, and we're like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, we're grocery shopping." And my wife and I just haven't gotten there, right? So they're actually going to have all their groceries ready for them when they pull up to the store as they get back from our home. And that's a smart way to leverage technology. And of course, people like us don't think that way. We think, well, I don't want somebody handling my groceries. I don't know why I've got a problem with that, but that's just me. B, they're going to give me the messed up produce. It won't be the best stuff. Not that I do a very much better job anyways. But these kids are leveraging technology, and you want them to, right? You want to have more time. The only thing we don't have a lot of, and the only commodity that we always have too little of, is time. And so these kids know that. They realize that. They still waste it in other ways, but they want to have as much of that time available. So this kind of stuff is really cool, and they should be leveraging that type of time. So in your case, thank you.
But too much technology isn't good, because you probably know that we don't have a defense against GPS satellites. Russia does. China does. Mm. One of these days, I'm convinced they're going to shut our GPS system down, and then we're going to say, how the hell did that happen?
Right.
I'm a stats professor at one of the state universities, and I always warn the kids. For 40 years, I've been teaching.
Yep.
I started out with CD-ROM, and I teach software. You name it, I teach it.
Yep.
But the fact is this is going to happen. Why do you think the Navy's using the old navigational systems now?
Right.
Because if we get into a war, they're going to knock out the satellites. Teach some of the old methods and learn from the new methods.
Yeah.
Technology is great while it's working, but when it doesn't work, causes more havoc.
You're right, and there's so many doomsday movies out there about that. I totally agree with you.
Doomsday movie. It's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Solar flare may hit us.
Yep.
It might knock out all our electric lines.
It's going to
happen.
I hear you.
All right.
I don't disagree.
I'm an avid reader of high tech, believe me.
All right, man. Well, you're not wrong to make people at least aware of it, John.
Okay. Take it easy. Have yourselves a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Another point of these that he's kind of bringing up is AM radio, right? They're trying to get rid of AM radio in the cars. Why they're putting laws out there to do that. And again, AM radio is a great way to stay connected, stay being able to understand what's going on. You know, we don't want to go back to Morse code, you know. AM radio is there. So he's right. You know, and of course the GPS, I mean, you don't want somebody taking your GPS and telling you to go off a bridge.
Right.
People are doing that with GPS actually working.
Well, I was going to say, we hear about that all the time, actually.
Yeah. Do I got to take a break, Joey? I think I do, probably, yeah. I'm going to step up for a quick break. Jim, Tom, Bonnie, hang on. We'll be right back. All right. Like she said, it's Computer Talk with Tab. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in Torrington next. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call, and great show and service as always.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know what happened, but recently I lost my spell checker in my Proton mail, write a message.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also on my Bitwarden, I used to go to login and I would right click below the password and the box would come up, click it, and it would fill in the username and password.
Yep.
And it's no longer doing that. I got to go to the vault and click fill.
Sounds like a plugin issue.
I don't know if it was an update, update or...
It could be a plugin issue on the Bitwarden side.
I was going to ask, how are you getting to Proton Mail? Are you using a browser or are you using their dedicated app?
Are you using the Beach Ball or are you using...
The Firefox?
Firefox.
All right, yeah. So it's a browser.
All right. Both of these things are pointing to the browser, because in Proton Mail, the spell checker is whatever Firefox provides.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like there's a problem with the Bitwarden extension in Firefox.
Yeah.
What you might want to do is remove the extension from Firefox, restart it, add it back, and then re-authenticate your account in the extension settings, so that it reconnects to your vault, your Bitwarden vault. As for the spell check, I would just check and see if spell check is turned on in the browser, and we can can find out how to do that.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff happens.
Okay. How do I get rid of the Bitwarden
extension?
Yeah.
We'll put a link as to how to manage extensions.
Yeah, we'll put a link up about managing extensions in Firefox.
In Firefox. Because,
it's very good.
Couple of steps.
That was quick and simple. I thank you. And where do I go to vote for you guys?
We can put a link up there again, but it's the Hartford Current Best Of. It's a little convoluted. You got to go to all. I don't even have the instructions off the top of my head, but we have links information about it. You navigate down to the radio settings there. You're going to choose Computer Talk. You're going to vote for us, and they're going to bring up a register page. Then you're going to register, and you're going to go back and vote for us again to make sure it took. I apologize in advance for any email you get from the Current.
Okay, but you guys definitely got my vote.
Well, we appreciate it, Tom.
And I appreciate what you do, too. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, sir.
Have a good one.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. So, Jim, Mike, and Bonnie, hang on. We'll get to your calls. And everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And, yes, our YouTube channel is sort of working. I had to force it, but it is working. Not the way I wanted to, but I'll work on that next week. We'll be right back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Deb, and I'm still stuck on that whole pizza license plate thing. Although it did remind me that the great John Faddis, trumpet player, goes back a ways. He's coming to Yale, New Haven, Woolsey Hall at the end of the month. And part of the reason is he's a huge pizza fan. So I guess it can work. We can benefit from being the pizza state, but I really think the military-industrial complex state is better. What do you think, Joey?
I'm just mad at Morgan because every 30 minutes he's making me hungry.
I know. And I didn't have breakfast either, so you're right. Nothing like a nice cold slice for breakfast, Morgan. It's causing trouble. All right, let's get to your calls. Let's see what's going on out there. Nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Bonnie next in Windsor. What's happening, Bonnie?
Hi. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about Frontier pressuring us to sign on for fiber internet. Mm-hmm. And I was concerned because our equipment was old and our phones were very old. Mm-hmm. Well, they came and installed it, and they eventually got everything running, including our old phones, except for our printer. They would not even attempt that.
No.
And it is a wireless enabled printer.
Yep.
And I have managed to get to HP's website, and I'm looking at all these different things, and I don't know what to change.
All right.
But the network test report indicates that we need to check the printer's SSID number. Our name, rather, and match that to the network name of the router that they installed.
Yep.
Yep.
You're on the right track.
You're okay. Halfway there.
Okay. Now, if the router is the Eero, E-E-R-O, that has no SSID number on the back of it, and they left me no literature about it.
Are you using the internet wirelessly on your phone or another wireless device?
Well, they did what I believe you told me when we spoke very briefly last time. You said they might have to emulate the copper line.
Well, that's for your phone line. So,
right, for the phone line.
Do you have any other wireless computer in your home, Bonnie?
Yes. The printer is connected to the PC.
No, yes, but don't, is the PC wireless?
It is now.
It is now. So the SSID you connect to, believe it or not, I'm going to say pizza. There's like a little pizza slice in the lower right-hand corner of a computer that's wireless. It's going to show you, you know, a little wireless pizza icon is what I call it there. Is that what you're connecting to the internet with? Maybe we are the pizza state. I don't know.
I don't see any little pizza thing. You mean on that bottom row?
Yeah, the bottom row.
In the bottom right.
On the bottom right.
It'll be next to your clock, little clock.
Your battery.
I say the time. Yep. I see the time.
And go left.
Left of go, that.
It said that's sound.
Yeah, and one
and
more.
Then network 2 internet access.
There it is.
All right. So network 2, whatever that is.
That's your SSID.
Click on that little symbol.
Okay, I'm doing it. It says that that the PC is connected.
Yeah. So your SSID is network 2.
Well,
I
don't know about that.
Okay.
What shape is that little icon that gives you that? Is it rectangular is it like a wedge?
Like a pizza slice.
Looks like a monitor. It's shaped like a rectangle.
Okay. It's hardwired, so all right. It's not.
There goes all right. That idea.
What we were thinking is that the computer was using the SSID to right. get to Wi-Fi.
But it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's a wired connection.
They should have given you
instructions. They should have given you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
They should have left it on a card or on a sticker on the Eero, something like that.
Okay, they had to install 2 Eeros. One is in the cellar.
Well, what?
And the other is next to the PC.
Yeah.
And the one that's next to the PC is plugged into the PC.
Okay.
Would they both have the same.
Yeah.
SID.
They would.
Even though
they would.
Mm-hmm. So they would. So go down to the cellar one to see if there's any documentation down there.
Yeah. They honestly should have left you something.
Mm-hmm.
To that effect.
They left nothing. They left nothing. And the underside of that Eero says the same thing as this Eero. No SSID.
Well, this is not helpful, Bonnie. So
no.
You got it's not.
Yeah, there. And yeah, well, Mike G just pointed out that there are stickers that come on the Eeros that have that information. Yeah, I've seen it. So
okay.
it's
Could
it's a
they
thing.
Have put it on one of the other pieces of equipment?
Yeah.
They may have.
Yep.
They installed a thing that looked like our old Ethernet router. I believe that was the purpose of that was so that our telephones would work because they're all old, as I said.
That's what they did. They emulated it. Look on the equipment more closely, and you're going to look for SSID. You're literally going to look for that word, SSID, and it should have something.
It should say something, right.
Now, you can also go to the printer side of the equation and ask it what it sees for SSIDs.
True. What model of printer do you have?
It's a HP LaserJet Professional M1217 NFW MFP. That's a mouthful.
It sure is. Is it close enough to... Is it close enough to run a wire or no?
Run a wire to what?
The printer from your computer. Is it close enough to do that?
A separate wire.
Yeah.
They have there is a wire that they left connected to the printer, and they connected it to the Eero.
Oh,
it's white with a yellow plug. That's all I can tell you.
So they plugged
it in. The printer indicates that it is connected to the internet, and it has the name that they gave me that day, and they installed a password on the system and on our PC, but he wouldn't touch the printer, so I'm wondering if perhaps it just needs to have that password in there.
No, it shouldn't be a password.
I'm looking at the network summary of the HP printer, and where it says password, it says not specified.
Right, because it's not connected to a network right now. Not over Wi-Fi that requires a password.
Right. But if you're hardwired, you don't need
it.
If
it's hardwired, then that's irrelevant.
Here's the thing then, Bonnie. Try this. You're going to go to your control panel, and you're going to uninstall that printer.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm going to trust that they plugged it into your network. It sounds like they plugged it in hardwired to the Eero, to me. Oh. I mean, maybe I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong, but it sure sounds that way. And so they might have used the Ethernet connection on the back of that printer, which looks like a big fat phone connection that's going to plug into your Eero. If that's connected that way, hardwired, it just might mean that your driver is looking for the wireless IP address, and it really needs to look for the hardwired one. So if you uninstall the printer, that way you don't have multiple copies of the printer, which can get confusing. Uninstall it completely, reboot, and then do a add new printer, and you're going to tell them it's a network printer. It should sniff out that printer.
Yeah, it'll find it if it's connected wired.
So that way you're not going wireless anymore. You're going to be hardwired. If what you're telling us is true and there's a cable coming from the printer into the Eero, that would be the way you want to go.
Okay, there definitely is a wire.
All right.
Okay.
But, all right.
So we'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
And otherwise, I have to pay $10 a month to have them tell me over the phone stuff I won't understand either. So.
Wow. So that's what they charge for tech support? Yeah, you're welcome to use us.
You have to get the premium supply. Can I adopt one of you?
No, sorry.
Oh, darn it. You're already taken. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I would vote for you guys over those other guys any day of the week.
Thanks, Bonnie.
I'm not sure I can figure it out.
Oh, we'll put a link over there for you because every vote counts, Bonnie. If you can figure out how to get your network printer going based on what we just told you, you can figure out how to vote for us.
Okay. And one last thing. Do you think Elon Musk is taking over our internet?
No, I don't.
Because today I got a Lexus email from the Lexus Corporation,
yes.
And I have never Googled Lexus or anything.
I don't think Musk is behind that. They just think that based on your demographics, you might be driving a Lexus. I don't know.
I'm not smart enough to figure out how to drive one, so they won't get my money.
All right.
But anyway, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Now, Elon Musk is taking over satellite internet. That he is doing. He's definitely clogging the space with a bunch of satellites.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening. We're going to step out for a quick break. Jim and Mike, hang on. This is Computer Talk, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Dennis and I were just chatting about how, you know, if you set up the new internet service for your customer and you took the time to plug the printer in.
Right.
You couldn't do the last step of making sure a test page worked?
Yeah, I mean, he did 90% of the job.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do the remaining 10%?
The only thing that I can think of is that they want
to
that 10
that
month
$10
payment.
Yeah.
You know, you want help with this, pay us 10 bucks a month. I mean, that's just crazy. So, I hope that's not the case. I just hope he left without helping her, but sadly, I don't know that's
it could have been close to lunchtime.
Yes, Joey. Yes, you're right. Joey's still hungry. All right, let's get
it's close to lunchtime.
It is close to lunchtime. Let's go to your calls, guys. Let's go to Mike in Plainville, who's got a comment about cell phone, I think.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
You talking about Google Fi?
Yeah,
made me think about. I would like to switch my cell phone to one of these cheaper plans the older I get. And I have looked in the past at some of the, I'm going to call them discount companies.
Yeah.
And they're telling me that to do that, what suffers is you don't get like the latest and greatest network or you don't get the latest and greatest phones.
Who's telling you that?
If I don't even remember the companies I called, but you might have to. They prioritize the bigger companies like Verizon and AT&T and such. And I don't know how true that is, or like how would I, like what do I look for so that I know I'm getting the latest and greatest networks?
All right, so here's the problem with what the cell phone industry has done to everybody. They give you the phone, right? Latest and greatest. The way I look at cell phones is different. I buy the phone based on its capabilities, and I make sure that I'm able to go wherever I want, being an eSIM. So I'm not locked into a network. I made my choice on my phone based on the capabilities of the phone. And so when these companies, you know, give you the latest Apple $1,000 crazy phone for free, well, the reason they gave it to you is because they're killing you in your monthly service, right? It's the only reason it's free. It's not free. We all know that. So what you should do, Mike, is look for cell phones that are SIM-less, which means they're eSIMs, which means they should be able to be used on most plans. Go look at also the plans and what phones they support. And so then buy your phone, period, and then subscribe to the service. You don't have to go like to the store and say, here's your brand new phone, Mike. And, you know, that's what's happening is that we've been conditioned by these cell companies to say, well, you want our service. Here's your nice brand new free phone and now pay us $80 a month or whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So I can go and buy a SIM-less phone,
yeah,
which is, I don't know how different that is from an unlocked phone, but
it's exactly the same thing.
Right. So go buy a SIM-less phone and then go shop the plans.
I would actually shop the plan first so you know which ones they support to see which way you want to go and then buy the SIM-less phone.
Right.
But they're not going to use lesser networks. They're using the networks.
Well, I think what he's alluding to is the fact that some of these lower cost carriers are actually riding Verizon or T-Mobile.
Exactly.
And those carriers are deprioritizing that. They might be doing it, but how much?
And
does it really affect you? That's an open question.
If they are, the difference is probably negligible.
I would think so because people, if it weren't working, people would notice it and they would leave the service.
And nobody answers the phone anymore, anyways.
Yeah.
Number two, you can always configure Wi-Fi calling. So when your phone is within a Wi-Fi network, you can always, at home or at work, if you're going to use that, you could always use the data side of the phone, not worry about the cell carrier because you're now going through the services local to you, which is the Wi-Fi of wherever you are. There's lots of ways to get around that, but I've never had an issue with Google Fi over the many years I've used it, and they are leveraging T-Mobile. They were using U.S. Cellular and one other I just can't think of. Never had an issue.
Okay, I will look into that. Thank you, gentlemen.
You got it, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But get disconnected from having somebody give you a cell phone. When the carrier gives you a cell phone, walk in, ask yourself, wow, I just signed over my life to this cell carrier.
Yeah.
You know? But I got a new phone. I can text that much faster. I don't know. It's 54. I'm going to try to take a shot here with Jim. It's going to be quick, Jim. What can we do for you?
Yeah.
Hey.
I listen to your program. I'm an old guy, and I listen to just to pick up bits and pieces to keep the technology and hooking in my brain a little bit. You know, I have a flip phone that I'm talking to you on, so that's how advanced I am. But anyway, I do have a tablet also that I use for emails and for pictures. And I've been using it for a few years.
Yeah.
And long story short, I didn't use it for a few months, and then I went to use it a month ago.
Yeah.
And it said that my password wasn't. I couldn't get in because of my password. I've always used all the time. So
wait, your password is, what's your password?
My password.
Yeah. What is your password?
My password.
Yeah.
I got 2639.
Don't tell me your password.
No.
Come on, Jim. You've listened to this show. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I don't know. You asked me what my password was.
That's what the scammers do. That's what the phishing guys do.
We're
just giving you a hard time, Jim.
We're just illustrating a point.
I didn't think you want me to say that, but okay.
I love that. Just giving you a hard time.
I don't have nothing much to steal.
No, I know. So when you type that number in now, you're saying it's not working. It's your PIN, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting some numbers in. Yeah. It's not working.
So I
went to Verizon, and they can't help me.
No.
I got on the line and got somebody, I think, in the Philippines. He was pretty good. So what did he do? He sent me a new tablet. I got a new tablet.
Well, that's quite nice of him.
Anyway, wow.
If I try to get into it, into the
with the number that I always use.
Yeah.
You have 10 turns, then it goes back to factory settings.
Yeah.
Once you use the factory settings, you lose all the pictures. That's basically what I want is the pictures and some of the email.
Oh, boy.
I feel so stupid I gave you that number.
No, don't feel stupid, Jim. I was just giving you a hard time. You seem like a nice guy, so I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry I did that
here,
to you.
I'm an old guy. You know, I'm 86.
I hear you, but that's what the scammers do. I just want to illustrate for people.
Well, right. What I was going to say is those pictures that are on that tablet, are they also synced up with a service like Google Photos or iCloud or anything like that?
I'm hoping they were with Google, but there again, they want my password.
Well, right. Well, here's the thing. There's a difference between a device PIN and your Google account. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can get to your Google account on anything, including that new tablet that they sent you. So if you can get in with that on that device, you may be able to get your photos. And the same thing I think is true of your email, because I think your email is still in Google's cloud.
So log into the new device and set up your email.
Right. Well, use the new device, connect it to your Google account, see what is available on that device having done that. And then see what else you need to do.
So we got to let you go, Jim. I wish you the best and sorry for doing that to you guys. I want to thank everybody for listening on the show. I want to thank Joey for going for producing. We'll see you next Saturday.
We want you to be geeks too. Oh.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.